Blake Beasley is under investigation by the feds. There is high crimes that are being accused by some folks out there, Malik Beasley, where now they put, what, his extension on hold with the Detroit Pistons negotiations with other teams.
They already spent his money. I mean, they spent the money that they were probably, because Malik Beasley had an incredible year.
Yeah, he did.
They had this money was, coming in from other places.
This was thrown at Scary Terry Rozier earlier this year. So, which he was basically exonerated, and it was like, great! And then everybody's like, that means he sucked this year.
Yeah, and then they refused to play him. Oh, even in the playoffs where they got manhandled by the Cavs, they refused to play him.
You got to feel bad about that. It's like, yeah, I didn't do anything terrible. Yeah, it still means you just suck on, like, you don't even suck on purpose. You're just naturally terrible. If we got to stop this, because, you know, you go back to the Calvin Ridley stuff and some of the other things thrown in there. So, you know, the conversations being thrown out there about Malik Beasley, and I was one of the people that participated on Sunday. It was a boring day on social media, and, you know, I threw out one of the pictures that you and I have when Malik Beasley threw out the tweet about getting 7 threes tonight and things like that. And I had some responses saying, you know, this is going to do damage to the league. This is what happens when you legalize gambling. And I thought, okay, these are valid statements that I respect. But I also have to look at it and say, we're not going back. There's a new money way that's just pouring into these leagues. There's a new revenue stream that's pouring in. You're not going to go the other way. I'm going to get back to the stadium here in a bit. I want to get this off my chest because I want to see if Lima will go with me. He'll probably fight me on this because I know there's definitely holes that can be punched in this. I think to stop any of it, we're going to have to do some SMU type of stuff. You're going to have to say, you are done. Your career is over. If you participate in this, not only do you participate in this, I want this in the CBA, and this is going to be difficult because you can't just willy-nilly these things. You can be fined an exorbitant sum, like we're talking millions of dollars, and have this be something that ties you up for years to come, like banished from the league type of stuff. How old is Malik Beasley? How old is Malik Beasley?
28.
So if Malik Beasley, I don't mean to do you. I'm assuming mid to late 20s Malik Beasley is. You say if you're found guilty of this stuff, like we'll go to court and there's an appeals process, I'm sure. But if you're found guilty of this stuff, don't care who you are, you're done. Because you just can't have this. You can't impugn whatever legitimacy the league has. There's always going to be people who think that sports are rigged and sports are fixed and it's all just something there for gamblers. You can't stop that. But you can't allow the possibility of public opinion to be influenced that heavily to the point where there's everyday players that you wonder, did you have a bad night or something going on here? Because like a guy like Malik Beasley, he's been playing basketball his life. And Lima, you've been in enough locker rooms and I've been in enough locker rooms. These guys play cards. I mean, you can bring up Javaris Crittenden and Gilbert Arenas all you want. The guys play cards. They play tonk. They gamble on everything, for crying out loud. I mean, part of the Jordan documentary was him and the security guard throwing coins at the wall, for crying out loud. You think Michael didn't have any action on that? It was a different time. So if we're going to open this up and have legalized sports gambling, which you can't turn down that amount of money. As a state, you don't want to turn down that revenue stream when it comes to taxes. Well, then you're gonna have to make a damaging penalty and so frankly ruin lives to make sure that this doesn't get done. This doesn't get out of control.
I am with you, Ken. If we ever have a scenario that, you know, like the Tim Donaghy situation, like we had stuff like that, it was dealt with, and it kind of changed the entire course of how the NBA and the other sports handle their officials.
Mm-hmm.
How even much more so they professionalized, you know, their entire culture of officiating because they never wanted to be caught. They knew, the NBA knew, if it had more and more of those allegations, that the NBA was going to be cooked because gambling was going to have to be a big part of the sport. That was before they even got in bed with the gambling sites.
Yeah.
I'd be with you if we had real scandal. I just don't think this is real scandal. You know, I'm seeing highlights of Malik Beasley rip the ball out of the net with 5 seconds left, go coast to coast to cover a point spread. That to me is not what we're talking about, not what we're worried about. That to me is, yeah, all these players know what the line is, right? They also, all these players know what the prop bet is on their assists. You know how they know them? Because the fans in the front row are yelling, I need another assist. Okay, so if Malik Beasley rips the ball out of the net and passes to a trailing shooter who hits a three that's irrelevant to everybody else, and then Malik Beasley looks back at that fan and is like, hey, I got you your assist. We want to blackball him from the NBA for that? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think those are major transgressions.
No.
If you had, now put it another way, because I think some of this self-corrects. If Malik Beasley is, or any of these players, if they are continuously not getting rebounds and not getting assists and fouling out of games early so that they don't hit their props at a certain number, isn't that self-correcting? Won't those players just be benched? Like, they're not helping their team win anymore.
Yes, it is.
So I don't know that this has risen. In fact, I'll just say, this to me has not gotten to the situation where I think people are going to be done betting on. First of all, the people betting on prop bets, they're mostly just having fun with them. Like, I remember I ran to make my first wager since any of this was legal when they had the, what was it, the Caesars or whatever over at the arena. Mm-hmm. I went down there and bet on who's going to score first. I bet $30 and the bet was over 2 seconds into the game and I lost it. And I'm like, all right, oh, that was fun for 10 seconds. And that was it. Like, if I found out that they had figured out or the players had figured out how to truly capitalize on that bet, like, you know who's going to be on them the first? The NBA, because they have all their systems in place to make sure to red flag any kind of a wager. I think most of this is self-correcting. So I don't think we're nearly near the scandal phase of this.
I don't think we're near the scandal phase of it yet. I don't think we're of it yet. I mean, Malik Beasley, he's not a big enough name. Terry Rozier is not a big enough name. At some point, you're going to have a big enough name. I mean, good God, again, Michael was one of the big names mm-hmm. ever mentioned. He can't prove anything, and I'm not going to try to prove anything against Michael Jordan, of all things, for crying out loud. It's all rumor and hearsay, but it's been going on for 30-plus years. But I think that you're trying to protect the league, and there's certain things that when you get the privilege of playing professional sports, there are certain things that you give up. And I think that gambling has to be one of them. I'm not talking about him going out there. You're right. If you go out there and you just start fouling out, like that'll be a course correction. But also, I think that somebody's paying you a salary and they feel that they're not getting their very best because you're doing things because of gambling. So they could take a bite out of you because of that. But and that's an owner of a league. That's one of the owners in the league that can vote on these sort of things to protect whatever sanctity there is. And I think that there's probably different words to be used to protect whatever it is. I'm thinking of a career death penalty. And I think as of where they are in the major sports, you just can't gamble. You cannot gamble. And if you play 15 years in the NBA, you ain't gambling for 15 years. If they find out that you're gambling for 15 years, there's harsh penalties. At least on your sport. On basketball in general, high school games. I mean, I don't care because you don't want any of this. There's too much money at stake. There's too many lives that are at stake when it comes to their incomes and people making money on the game. My God. So if you can't, you got to prove it. I mean, everything's got to be proved. I can't just assume and say Malik Beasley or God knows who should be out of the league. That's ridiculous. Like, there should be a hearing and appeals. But I think that we're going down a weird path here.
But I'll tell you,
where it's
Kenny,
just a matter of time before a noticeable name, a name that does make us pause, kind of makes us have this conversation, not just in the month of July in Sports Talk Radio.
So Jonte Porter was banned from the NBA for violating the league's gaming rules.
Not nearly a big enough game.
And it wasn't. I think the key here is, and I said it at the time, is that the NBA uncovered it. Like, these guys aren't really able to get away with it to the level that it would matter. Because it triggers all of their systems. So this was
what college baseball, so, for crying out loud.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is why it was important. We always knew there was going to be gambling on this stuff and that players were taking part in it. You just had to prove it. Now they're getting so much better. It's like we have the surveillance cameras. I mean that figuratively, but it's really tough. It's getting tougher and tougher to get away with any types mm-hmm. of crimes. And now that the NBA is in bed with the gambling, it's actually work to enable them to be able to, you know, to snuff this out that much faster.
Do you not believe, though, that the public threat, and I don't want to have to, these things are tough because this is done in life at all times. There's always a canary in a coal mine or somebody's made an example of in everything. I don't want it to come to that. But do you not think that the threat of career banishment, of heavy fines, those type of things, that wouldn't curtail gambling in the league?
You're talking like big time, imposing big time.
Yes, imposing penalties. A career death penalty is time. If you cannot play at this, you can go play in Europe all you want, buddy. But
isn't that kind of, Jonte Porter got banned from the NBA. Isn't that already there?
But again, I'm bringing up, is that a known thing? Like, you know you can't get banned, but if they come out and they say heavy-handedly, if we catch you gambling on the, even, you know what, let's just leave it. As NBA players, if we catch you gambling on the NBA, we are going to, it's career death penalty. You're done. You are done for, it doesn't matter if you're Jonte Porter or you're LeBron James. Fat chance, but it doesn't matter. You don't think that would curtail anything?
I think it... Yeah,
does it help provide, and you're the best at arguing that I know, so I know I'm walking into something here. Does it help provide peace of mind for the consumer at all?
So
it help provide peace of mind for the person clearly, consuming the product, buying the product every night?
Clearly, the consumer, based on what we know about what these states are bringing in gambling, clearly the consumer does believe this stuff is on the up and up. Like, they don't believe it's risen to the point where not only am I I'm not going to watch it, I'm going to stop gambling on it. What people do you know? Like, my degenerate friends, I'm trying to think of what it would take for them to stop gambling on any of these sports. There's always shady things that happen. Like, in the NFL, you'll see it every Sunday. Like, what happened here? Why is this team still throwing the football? Whoa, the over-under. Hey, Al Michaels keeps bringing up the over-under and keeps bringing up the total. And you know how many of my friends stopped gambling based on any of that?
None.
Zero.
But they're the ones that are already hooked. They're already going to do it. So you and I are basically the last of anybody that I would know, unless you have a secret life and you've told me almost everything, but you haven't told me everything, for crying out loud. And I like that about you. I like still having some mystery with you. This shows... maybe the only show on sports talk radio that doesn't gamble. We just don't. I never really had an interest in it. You don't really have it. I don't have a problem with anybody else gambling, but I've never had an interest in it.
The biggest gamble Ken ever had was trusting me to do a radio show with him, given my past life.
And you and I being in sports talk radio know plenty of degenerates. Plenty of them. I'm not even talking about them. I assume that they do it. They like the action. They're going to be addicted to the action. They love it. And I think that at least my degenerate friends, they just think it's on everything shady anyway. So what are you stopping? I'm talking about new users, new possible consumers of both sports and gambling who might not like it and get in on both. Because you can't tell. I mean, how many times do we get calls on a Browns Monday after a game? You think the fix was in, Ken? You think the fix was in, Tone? Why did he short arm that? Why did that penalty get thrown there? It's a conspiracy all the way around. And I'm thinking about, it's not about morals. They're grown men. Ultimately, they can do as they please. And it's legal just about anywhere. So, yeah, man, if you want to put it. But I'm talking about for the good of the sports, where it just protects. Not the good of the sports. The good of the NBA. The big things. And not baseball in general. But in Major League Baseball, does it or does it not help protect and provide some peace of mind to the people that go out and consume the product, that watch the game, that pay for the tickets, that pay for the beverages, that pay for the media to watch the games in all four of the major sports that we talk about? I think that it does provide some peace of mind. And there's definitely faulty logic to it. And I think that you can create a system where if you have enough guys who are still gambling, you can make yourself a backlog of it. But that's another part of the problem. Okay, you can go ahead and gamble. If you play for the Cleveland Cavaliers, you can go ahead and gamble on the NBA. But if we catch you, yeah, we're going to throw you out of the league, and you can have your appeals process. But while you have your appeals process, you're not going to be playing in the NBA because you have, again, violated the trust of the people watching the game. Which means you violated the trust of the customer, and the customer is always right. So if you've done that, we can't allow you back on the court. I can tie this thing up in litigation for years. I got lawyers falling out of my armpits. What do you have as a player? All you're doing is wasting time of your prime athletic years. So we can tie each other up in court for three seasons. Oh, and then again, remember, it's an owner's league, so they can decide who they sign and who they don't. if you throw that type of threat at the players in any of the leagues, I think you'll get some. There will always be dummies. But I think you'll have some guys, and it provides some peace of mind. This is not a moral argument. Don't get this mixed into a moral argument.
I'm with you. Everything you just said, I've just always wondered what percentage of people that are active gamblers, what percentage of them think the sport right now is at 100% up and up? Any of the sports? I would say zero. I would say they probably all think there are some shady guys, the Jonte Porters of the world, who are doing things. But they're going to gamble with the knowledge that that's the case and still try to, you know,
but that's the reason why I can't say anything other than, oh, you said beat the books.
Yeah,
nice.
I did.
I'll finish it up with this. It's the only reason I say if you get caught gambling, because how the hell am I supposed to know if you just say, hey, Lima was 3 of 11 from threes last night, where he's usually 6 of 11 from three. How do I prove that? How do I prove it?
Does that explain Max Strus's game 5?
You want to... Please, if you can.
He didn't hit one shot.
Reckless speculation.
I finally came around on Max Strus, and that's what amazing. He does to me in the final game.
It was the text. I'm telling you, it was the text. Dude, when you're a role player and you're sending texts like that to everybody, you know there were some guys going, you better show up tonight. And he tried to show up, and it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm a role player. I'm not Donovan. Yeah. Only so many guys can have that pressure, buddy, and you ain't one of them.